It was not your typical Super Bowl last night. For a change, the game was great and the commercials were not. Bernice Kanner is a marketing expert and author of the book, The Super Bowl of Advertising, How the Commercials Won the Game. She says most of the ads were forgettable.
I think that individually many of the ads were very clever and worked beautifully, but altogether, collectively, I think it fell a tad flat.
Well, perhaps the best commercial this year was one of the simplest, not funny particularly, didn't feature any special effects, but pretty powerful, Anheuser-Busch.
You see the waiting area in an airport, and suddenly one person stands up and claps, and then you see what they're clapping for are soldiers coming out of the plane, and just the last second it's a thank you scrawled on the screen. And I think it's the first time a sobering, emotional commercial was the real heart-stopper.
Another of your favorites, I gather, was an ad for an antiperspirant degree. It featured little dolls and anxieties about mom.
Mama's Boy comes with internal magnets that prevent separation and full-string mama doll with six different guilt trips.
They were talking about anxiety. The cell was very subtle because you got entranced by these puppets.
There was an ad for Lay's potato chips that you didn't like.
Well, these kids playing baseball lose the ball, so to get it back, they throw a Lay's potato chip over their neighbor's fence, and voila, the ball comes back up. So does a dog, an old car, and an empty hammer.
My dad's 72 Impala.
Oh! MC Hammer, where you been?
Can't touch this.
For some reason, I found that rough and just a little bit cruel, just a little bit coarse. Of course, the coarse award goes to GoDaddy.com, where you have the woman testifying before Congress and her blouse comes undone.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset the committee.
May I suggest a turtleneck?
You kind of want to know what's the point. I mean, is this going to sell this .com?
I don't think that we're going to remember what GoDaddy.com does, but I'd wager that a lot of people will be logging on today to see what GoDaddy.com is.
So there, that would suggest that maybe an ad like that, even a bad taste potentially ad, would work. But is spending millions of dollars for 30 seconds of airtime during the Super Bowl actually a good investment for companies?
Typically, the Super Bowl gets a 52% recall the day after. Far, far higher than any primetime commercial. So in that sense, it still is. Whether they can continue to go back to this well time and again, certainly it's the only game in town for this kind of audience size and receptivity.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Bernice Kanner is a marketing expert and author of The Super Bowl of Advertising, How the Commercials Won the Game.